It's being called one of Africa's worst natural disasters in recent years. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll update you on the extreme flooding and mudslides in Sierra Leone this week and let you know how you can help. Also hear how God moved among First Nations people this summer. It's today's headline so you can put your faith into action. Coming up on Mission Network News. Disaster struck Sierra Leone when torrential rains caused landslides and flooding early Monday morning. Many didn't have time to run. Between 300 and 400 people have been found dead, and at least 600 others are missing. It's one of Africa's worst natural disasters in recent years. Cynthia Williams with Crossroads Prison Ministries explains.
Entire families have lost either their lives or, of course, their homes in the floods. Just finding shelter is very difficult as the rains continue and are projected to continue. People, of course, are without food, without drinkable water.
Crossroads has ministry to prisons in Sierra Leone.
Our team will be visiting the juvenile prison today to be able to assess the situation, encourage the boys being held there, and spend time with them. And then our team members will also be going out into the communities today to minister, to pray for people affected by this. We are hoping to mobilize support to provide some of the basic needs, so we would need the financial support for food, drinkable water. Many of them have lost all possessions, so even just blankets to stay warm with the rains.
And if you'd like to give, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. On Sunday, a birthday party was interrupted by jihadists at a popular cafe in Burkina Faso, Open Doors USA's Kristen Wright.
At least 18 people were killed as a result of this terrorist attack where gunmen basically went over to a cafe where people were eating indoors and outdoors and just began gunning people down.
Among the victims were several foreigners. To understand the situation, we have to take a look at Burkina Faso's volatile neighbor, Mali, where Islamist extremism has been inciting violence for many years.
And this is what the terrorist attack really has a lot to do with, is violence and terrorism spilling over from Mali over that border into Burkina Faso and causing so much difficulty and pain for people living there.
Last January, just a few paces away from where Sunday's event occurred, a similar attack took the lives of 30 people. Wright says that while Burkina Faso has been known for its religious tolerance, it seems that these attacks could increase. Please pray.
We really need to be in prayer for the people of Burkina Faso, people of all faiths and backgrounds, that this would continue to be a place where people can live side by side peacefully, and that the terrorism that is growing in this region would not continue to spill over those borders.
Finally, today in Mission Network News, as summer finishes up, it's time for On Eagle's Wings team members to head home for well-deserved rest. They've been traveling the country, visiting native reservations, and bringing the gospel to communities that need it. And Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says the results have been nothing short of spectacular.
I believe, honestly, that every victory we have seen this summer, unprecedented victories, can only be attributed to someone praying.
Just look at one of the reservations Hutchcraft visited only a few years ago.
We got there only to find out that there was an epidemic of drug overdoses. First lady we met said, I've had 10 people I love die in the past 12 months. There was a crisis on that reservation.
After a week of ministry, the team left tired. It was all up to God.
As we went back this year to follow up and strengthen what God had begun, our host there, who is from that tribe, said to our team, since On Eagle's Wings came in the past year, there has been one drug overdose death.
Hutchcraft asks that you please continue to pray as God works in the hearts of the young people they ministered to. You can hear more stories as powerful as this at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel renews and resets our lives and the relationships around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.